What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show going to Terre Haute, Indiana. Talk to Coach Matt Graves back in the saddle again. Head coach, Indiana State Sycamores. Coach, good to see you, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Blessed day. Excited to be here. And, you know, after a few weeks here, finally starting to make some headway. So feeling great.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach, how you to get back in the saddle again, man? I know you was a head coach previously, man. Now you're back at it again. So how's it going to move over at one seat again? One more time, man. It's crazy. That we love.
No, absolutely. You know, in this business, it's hard to get these head coaching jobs. And, you know, I feel fortunate to be able to get a second chance, if you will, at a great fit for me. You know, South Alabama was it's a good job. It's a wonderful place filled with a lot of great people. But, you know, I'm a Midwest guy. And so, you know, for my first job, I was like a fish out of water and, you know, made some mistakes, learned a lot, grew a lot, developed, learned how to fail forward. And now that, you know, 5 years later, fast forward, you know, I'm fortunate to get a job that is in my own backyard, where I grew up, in my home state, 50 miles from where I lived, where my parents still live in the same house that I grew up in. So, you know, this is truly home and what a great opportunity.
Hey, Coach Graves, man, for you, man, how's it been trying to put together a staff and, you know, make sure you get the players out of the portal, man? Because, you know, Coach Hurst, y'all did a good job. Went deep in the NIT. You went deep in April, man. So he leaves, and now, you know, we're here 27 days later talking to you today, man. So how has this whirlwind been for you, man?
Well, you know, it was crazy. And when I did the press conference, I actually counted on the calendar. It was 59 days until summer school started. So at the time we had two players, one other staff member, and I had 59 days to put together all this. And, you know, fast forward a few days and we were close to a full staff being here, getting through the HR process. We are up to four total players now. We have 6-7 official visits starting Wednesday this week. So this is a huge, huge week for us, and really trying to blend some old guys in the portal, some guys with experience with multiple years left, and then also trying to get a couple freshmen. We really need to, you know, balance out that roster, because, you know, the last thing I want to do is grab, you know, 7 or 8 guys that only have 1 year of eligibility. And, you know, no matter if they're really good, really bad, or neutral, they're gone. So you're back in this same boat. I don't want to have to go through this again where I'm trying to fill a roster of 10 or 11 guys. So trying to pick the right older guys, you know, 4 or 5 of them, blend it with 3 or 4 freshmen, and then, you know, fill in between is kind of the game plan for us.
Coach Graves, man, you know, it goes back to something that I believe very important, coach, is relationship building. So the guys you recruited, you know, that probably didn't come to you, but having a relationship with those young men where it's still positive, it's not negative, but they say, oh, I remember Coach Graves, he was nice to me, you know, I went somewhere else, and they do a good job, and now he's the head coach, maybe. So talk about how important it is in the recruiting process not to burn bridges with young men and their families. If they don't come to you, they'll help you down the road if they want to change something.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't know how much of a softball you gave me there to hit, because you teed it up for me. You have a commitment coming from a young man that we recruited over a year ago, and he chose to go somewhere else. It didn't work out for him. And when we got on a Zoom with him the last few days, that relationship was there. You know, he left on a good note. We left on a good note, wished him well. And you know what? Guess what? He's going to be coming to us. So you're exactly right. Those relationships ultimately are what you strive to have, great relationships. The unfortunate part in this business now, and it's turned into a crazy business.
Yes.
is the relationships kind of get pushed aside a little bit, and it becomes a bidding war. You know, and people are treating, you know, coaches, agents, players, parents, they're treating like these student athletes are auction items. You know, hey, come here for this amount. Hey, you know, I can do this amount. And that's not really what it should be about. I'm okay with players, you know, making what they're worth, their value. But, you know, when it turns into a bidding war for these kids, I think that's a little bit much. And the relationship piece, like you were talking about, is something that we hold to, and we really want to continue to, you know, develop in those areas for sure.
And Coach Graves, there are guys who I know when I was a player, I was still talking like a Coach Joe and KC. That's my guy. Still talk to that guy to this day. You know, Coach Cy, you know, another guy to talk to this day, man. So like these guys who I didn't do what they want me to do, but we still cool this day. So it's like it's very important relationship piece, and I can call them today, have a good laugh about it. We're friends on Facebook. It's all good, man.
No doubt. That's the one great thing about this business is the relationships that you form, whether it's, you know, coaches that you've worked with or coaches that, you know, you see out on the road recruiting or in your conference, and you know, the players that you get a coach that go on to be coaches, whether it's at the high school, college, or pro level, the relationships in this business is so important. And, you know, that's the ultimately the fun part, you know, winning with guys that you know and trust and love, and those relationships that you get to build over years and years of doing it.
Yeah, it's fun for me, Coach. I've been on the radio show for, like, since 2012, man. So a lot of coaches I know very well, man. It's just funny seeing I've been with them through multiple jobs and seeing them at the live periods, man. It's fun to be able to, you know, now we can just laugh about stuff now because it's like we all the same thing there. So it's so beautiful, man. So that's about the world to me, Coach Graves. So it's giving me the opportunity to have this radio show I have, you know, meet people like yourself and Coach Church, people like that, man. So I guess this business is crazy, but it's fun too. But it's on my side of the media. I was trying to have fun with you all. It ain't about trying to get a scoop from you. I was going to have fun with your chat with you, brother.
No, you know, and it's a great platform to be out there. You know, people, you know, get to know, you know, me more by being on your show and get to see a side of me that they may not know, and get to hear my voice and what we're doing up here in Terre Haute. And, you know, it's exciting. But again, the relation, you know, my associate head coach who I just hired, Mark Schlesinger, you know, he was the head coach at the University of New Orleans.
I remember him. I had him on show a few times.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Coach Schless and I have known each other for 30 years. So, you know, we'd always talked about, you know, when I was at South Alabama and he was at New Orleans, we would scrimmage each other and we played each other during the regular season 1 year. And, you know, those relationships, you know, ultimately come back full circle. Now we're on staff together and, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity for the both of us. You know, his experience and what I get to learn from him, and, you know, he gets to be back in Indiana where he's from ultimately. So, again, those relationships coming full circle is what this is all about.
And Coach Grace, for you, man, back when we played, man, it was October 15th was the date, man. Now we got the success of summer school now. We got the fall before pitch practice starts. So how cool is that? But since we're been a new first-time head coach here in Indiana State, new roster building, get able to get touch these guys for 8 weeks, for 4 hours a week there, and then get them in first practice starts in the fall here. So you're not starting on November to whenever that day is, trying to figure out on the fly.
Yeah, no, it's crucial for us, and that's why we've got to be really diligent and working. I mean, we're putting in 16, 18-hour days trying to get this roster right, because it's so crucial for us with so many new guys. You know, June 10th is hit the go button on the 24-25 season. You know, used to back when we played and all that, it was all about October 15th, midnight madness and all that. Hell, by then we got a scrimmage in, we got about 20 practices in, we got all this summer work. So you know who your starting five is by then. So it's a whole new different world. So you know, you've already broken in two pairs of shoes by October 15th, the way it's going. So
you got that right, Coach. You got that right, man. And you know, it's fun. I love it this way. You know, I can go see you guys practices. I can go to different things. So I love being in the gym still, Coach. Now, I don't have to worry about wins and losses no more, but I love the gym still.
Yeah. Hey, and a little less stress. You know, a friend of mine used to say, when you're an assistant coach and you move over one seat, you go from a professional suggestion maker to a professional, you got to answer the bell. So, you know, as an assistant, it was always good. Hey, try this. Hey, what about this? Well, when you're in that head coaching seat, you got to make the right decision, and you get to take all the heat for that, good or bad.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, talk about your conference, the Valley, man. It's a tough league, man, from top to bottom. And every night was a battle. And you all did a great heck of a job in that league, man. And just, you know, talk about that, man. I don't care who it was, from UIC to Missouri State to Drake, UNI. Like, it was up and down, like, tough, man. So talk about that every night in that conference. Belmont and Murray State, too. Talk about this when you have to prepare, you know, for those conference games, man, how tough those preps were, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complete meat grinder when you go through the conference schedule. The coaching is absolutely phenomenal in this league. And then you throw on top the players that are at these schools. Just to give you an example, the 15 players that made all conference this year, there's only one kid back. There was a few that graduated, but the rest of them all transferred up a level. And, you know, the high major schools are recognizing what talent, you know, we have here in the Missouri Valley. So, you know, night in and night out, you're going to play against guys that, you know, you're playing against pros, and whether that's NBA level or, you know, high Euro league, night in and night out, you got guys that can go get buckets and make plays. And then on top of that, whether you're talking a game at Drake or you're going to Missouri State or Evansville or Valpo, night in and night, getting road wins in this league is incredibly difficult because of the fan base, the coaching, the players. It's an unbelievable league. And, you know, this year is going to be wide open again. And, you know, with all the new faces and the transferring in and out, it's going to be about who gels in the summer. Like you mentioned, you got to get started in the summer, gelling, have good practices. And then ultimately you got to be hot for 1 week over in St. Louis at Arch Madness, which is an unbelievable experience and conference tournament.
Yes, it is. And, Coach, I know firsthand about Belmont and Murray being at OVC. I know firsthand about those environments.
Yes, yeah. Tough places to go win, for sure.
Yeah, I know about those very, very intimately, unfortunately. Coach, just nails there, coach.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, you know, those guys, even though those two schools are young in the Missouri Valley, you know, they're getting better and better. And Coach Prohm and Coach Alexander have done a great job navigating the portal, retaining a few guys. And, you know, like I said, this year is going to be a sprint to the finish in the Missouri Valley for sure.
100%, Coach. And for you, man, like Indiana State, what you did in going to NIT, man, tough game there for you guys, but getting that exposure for the program. So how's that been in the portal, talking to high school recruits and JUCO guys about what you can build in Indiana State, seeing the fan base travel to Butler's gym, people field house, and just pack that place out and packing your place out too, those games against high major schools and beating them?
No, it was fun. You know, what was really cool was, you know, during – you know, that NIT run, you know, we can't get high major schools to come and play us. And we had three games in a row with, you know, Southern Miss, Minnesota, and Cincinnati, where it was a sold out crowd. We won all three games. You know, that environment for 2 hours on ESPN, it was like an infomercial for Indiana State University, the Wabash Valley here in Terre Haute, and our men's basketball program. And then, obviously, as you mentioned, we would go to Hinkle Fieldhouse for two great games. And the ultimately, what's great is when you pick up the phone and call, whether you're talking to a player, whether you're talking to an AAU coach, high school coach, an agent, they have seen us play. And it really resonates. You know, before, you may have to ask, hey, do you know where Terre Haute, Indiana is? Or have you seen Indiana State play? You jump that hurdle right away. So the biggest thing for us is what do players want? Obviously, the NIL piece is part of it. But the other thing they want to hear, opportunity to play. You know, at the time, you know, we still have 9-10 spots to fill. So you got plenty of opportunity to prove yourself and exposure. We had 18 games this year on national TV. So we checked those boxes for a lot of people. And what it's really done, especially here in the Midwest and specifically Indiana, with having guys like Isaiah Swope, Ryan Comwell, who are Indiana guys transferring back to the state, it's really opened up that door to, you know, start that conversation and really have meaningful dialogue instead of just, you know, we're kind of interested. We get guys that are really on board, and it's really expedited a lot of things that we're trying to do here.
And Coach Grace, I'm going to tell you, man, I come up to your state a lot. I got a lot of friends who coach in your state, from John at Fort Wayne. Mike Woodson was my first coach with the Hawks. So Mike Woodson helped me win house with the Hawks, but I got in there. But Mike Woodson's been a mentor of mine for years.
He's having a great portal season.
Yes. and my man in Ball State, man, that's my guy too, man. And my man Matt Crenshaw, I know he got to let go out. You know, I know a friend of mine at Coach Church, good guy. So I love your state, man. So I come to all the time, Coach. And also my guy, Lori Pierce, is on the staff for the Pacers. So, like, that state, man, I know it very well. I come up there pretty often, Coach, to support my guys up there.
It's basketball, my man. You're in a basketball state.
Yes, I love it, man. And Coach Vasquez, man, for you, getting this job, man, representing your home, say the way you are, man, since it's a pride, man, how's it been in the community, man, seeing people that's come up to you and embrace you, wanting to help the program out, asking what they can do to help you out? How fun is that for you to have the community behind you, man, the way it is right now?
I can't put it in words. It's really indescribable, the amount of support, you know, from family, from friends, from boosters. You know, the players will laugh if we're out in public or talking to people. We'll have older gentlemen will come up and say, yeah, I remember when you played in high school. And the players would just look at me like, man, you could play? And, you know, in the home, what was fun, though, is the Holman Center where we play. In high school, I played in the Holman Center a couple times. You know, our state tournament path would take us through here. So I remember, you know, running out the same tunnel that our guys get to do and playing, you know, in this building and being able to see it full. You know, I've seen it, I've played in it before. And so, you know, to be able to tell those stories and relate with people that have seen me as a player is really cool. And just to hear, hey, what can we do for you, Coach? What do you need? How can we help? It's just the amount of support is tremendous, and I love it. And I'm really thankful to be in this area. And I hope I can make a really long run here.
Hopefully you can too, Coach. And last one for you, man. So you're not coaching your tail off, man. So how do you kind of decompress? Get away from the game a little bit. I know We love the game of basketball, but sometimes I have to get away from it. So how do you kind of get away from the game, kind of decompress, take some time for Coach Graves and do something you enjoy doing?
Well, hey, you're gonna laugh at me, but I'm a big family guy, so spending time with my family is huge. But you know what's funny is one way I decompress is I actually, in my spare time, and we can laugh about how much spare time I have. I help.
Not much.
I actually help coach my daughter's AAU basketball team. So as a part-time, that's a stress reliever, going to these AAU basketball teams, watching girls play. So, you know, I enjoy that, getting to spend time with her. And, you know, she's going to be a Division I basketball player, and I'm really proud of her and what she's been able to do. And but for me, it's kind of that family time, getting away. And, you know, that's what I do when I can.
I hear that, Coach, man. The NBA grind I'm on, man, from October 1st to the middle of April, man. I tell people, I said, look, I just want to cheer right now. I don't want to do anything but chill for a while, because October 30th is October 1st is coming fast for me again.
Yeah. it's gonna be here. Who's your team? Who you got winning the East and winning the West?
Right now, if I had to say, I want to say Boston, I don't trust, so I'm gonna say the New York Knicks right now.
Okay.
And then out west, I'm gonna say Denver. But I do believe the OKC gives them some trouble.
I'm with you on that. I've got to go with my Celtics. Obviously, Larry Bird from here. And, you know, I worked with Brad Stevens for 12 years. So I got to root for my Celtics. And then I'm with you. I think the Joker will beat OKC in a good one. And I'm going to sit back, get some popcorn, and hopefully have a full roster and be able to watch a little Celtics Nuggets in the finals.
But I am cheering for my man, Lloyd Pierce, though, because I love LP. That's my guy. Also, I know Ben Shepherd very well and Aaron E. Smith. I know them both very well. So, yep. So Pacers, a man, like, because those are my guys. So I kind of chip for them too.
But I do too. Like I'm with you
right now.
Yep. No, I love the way the Pacers are playing right now. They're so fun to watch. And I think, you know, watching them and the Celtics would be a good series.
Oh, yes, well. It will, Coach. And you know, my man, Al Horford's on the Celtics too.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And Luke Cornett's my guy as well. So, yeah, all those guys, man, I don't think about it, Coach. I watched them play the Hawks last year in the playoffs. And they started shooting out on threes.
Yeah.
And they should have swept us. That's my only problem. It's like,
right.
We get to 3-point happy, we get to isolation happy, then we're not running real offense. That's
you got issue. It. Hey, that's the coach in you. That's the coach in you talking there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what worries me, Coach. The most talented team, but are we running a real offense when it's pressure time? We're going to do more threes. Hope they go in and not go in three. Drive to the bathtub, please. Drive and kick through something. You know.
Yeah, get fouled. Get to the free throw line. Help us out here.
Like run real actions, please.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great.
So, Coach, so talking to me about that, when I watch basketball, it's not like I'm watching a different game than y'all watching. What are you seeing? Some you're not watching, sir.
Yeah. Hey, it's hard. You know what, though? You know this. You've been around the game and watched a lot. It's hard to shut your mind off just watching the game.
Yes.
You go immediately to what's going on, seeing the next play, and – It's absolutely amazing. It's really hard to just sit there and watch as a fan. It's almost impossible.
I'm watching all 10 guys. I'm watching every guy what they're doing. Well, okay, was he hedging? Is he blitzing? Is he playing four on through the backside? I'm watching all that. I'm not watching the game.
You can't. It's in your DNA. You can't turn it off.
I can't, Coach. But listen, football and baseball, I can.
Yeah.
Let's watch those as fans. Yep. Basketball, my mind gets to working.
Different level.
Sir. Well, Coach, hope to see you on the live period. I'll be at the Peace Jam. I'll be at Lake Point. I'll be at Rock Hills. Hopefully, we'll cross paths in Atlanta. I'm jumping offline, man. But I will come there and see you all as well. I'll catch you in Evansville, Murray, or Belmont, too, depending on where the Hawks are playing at. But we'll figure something out, Coach. I'll see you play this year one way or another, Coach.
Oh, that'd be great. Hey, appreciate you having me on. Great to see you.
Yes, sir. It causes fun, man.
Have a good one.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.